Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Moonshine, be the
right back up, alcohol it up, grinding and sweating, just out having fun. That homegrown got me by the cough up a lung. Hey, 12 in the tape, sounding like 2 days from Cuddy's face. Hey, prices, hey, the fuel's hey, lot of deal born in GA ways. Family full of hustlers, I to get paid. Slangers, bootleggers, pistol packers. Now the chicken still a rat, body cooking. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy.
We talk about everything NYC with our special guest coming out of NY tonight, celebrity publicist Rafael Blanco. He's going to be with us to wrap up Fashion Week. Again, everything NYC tonight. Everybody know about the talk around the whole 9/11 fiasco with the mosque that is trying to be built down at Ground Zero. And all of the hoopla. We're going to discuss that. I want to get some perspectives. But before we get it in, go any further, let me go ahead and welcome my co-host from up and down the East Coast, Charlotte, North Carolina, bring CeeLo. What's good for this evening, my friend?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is in a peaceful status.
No doubt. I'm definitely feeling peaceful tonight. All the way from VA, Chesapeake, Ms. Willingham, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening. Good evening. How is everyone?
Blessed. Blessed. And last but not least, we have Toya coming out of Delaware tonight. Welcome to the show. And again, thanks for joining me as always. Let's get it in. We got a special guest out the box tonight. Just off the rip. We got a special guest with us. So let's get it in. Toya, I'm sorry. Are you with us tonight? You moving slow motion tonight?
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear your voice. I wanted to make sure you were there.
Well, you didn't allow me to say buenas noches to everyone. You just kept right on talking.
Hey, that's why I paused. I'm sorry. That's why I paused for you, madam. Sorry, señorita.
Hola, hola, amigos.
Hey, Toya.
CeeLo,
Sunday, September 12th, 2010. Yesterday, 9/11, the whole remembrance, it was all over the television. You couldn't go anywhere and not know it was 9/11. Remembering back on that day yesterday, tragic, but we're not going to have a sad show tonight. Tonight, we're talking about the fact that designers from all over the world have emerged upon New York City. And we got our celebrity publicist, Rafael, who's going to give us the rundown on Fashion Week. Hopefully, we can get the lowdown and the skinny on how we can get some of the hottest new spring of summer fashions first. But before we do anything, I want to go ahead and welcome this man to the show. Folks, I'm going to let him introduce himself, but I want to go ahead and welcome the Freestyle Friday 106 and Park winner from this past week, my man Shaq. Showtime. What's going on, Showtime?
What's going on? What's going on, T? Just chilling, man.
Brother. And congrats, man, on that big win.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. You know, I put on for the V all day, baby.
Hey, yo, and you did, man. I just checked out the whole battle on BET on the website, and yo, you ripped it, dude. You like cut it through all the pieces.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a minute, man. So you know, it's kind of just my time. I feel like, bro, there ain't no cocky or no arrogant stuff. I just been doing it so long and. All I needed, I told about, I needed a national stage, man, to display my talent. And now that I got it, I ain't letting my foot off nobody's neck, man. I'm going harder every week, man.
Hey, no turning back. Hey, do me a favor. Go ahead and officially introduce yourself to the world, because we got folks listening in Baghdad, Tokyo, the United Kingdom, all over the world. Go for it.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, it's your boy, Showtime the Great, coming straight out of Norfolk, Virginia, man. Born and raised. My label is Drumline ENT. You can Google us online. Just type in Drumline ENT on Google. Everything will come up, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter. We'll be doing shows down here in VA. I'm a label owner, I'm an engineer, producer, artist, all of the above. So I got a lot to offer the music industry.
Showtime, you said you've been doing it for a long time. So tell us how long you've been doing it. When did you get started rapping?
I started rapping when I was 13, man. My first rap, actually, I think, was a poem in third grade, a Haiku poem, which is a rhyming poem. And I won the city contest off of that, just writing a poem about a taco, just describing the cheese and the shell and the lettuce and how it tastes when people eat it and all that. So, you know, when I reference that now, I'm like, dang, I've been an artist and a rapper for a long time, you know. So, you know, I say over 15 years I've been doing it, man, over 15 years. So it's past due.
15 years rapping. What is the motivation behind the longevity? Because you've just gotten a piece of a national platform. You know, you say you feel it's your time. I definitely agree. But what has motivated you to keep it going?
Well,
15
I'm
going to
say I done had a lot of opportunity in my life, man. I done been to school. I done ran for Nike, for track. I done had a scholarship offered me for band, like different things, you know, that I feel like I squandered the opportunity on. And the music has always, you know, been a stronghold in my life. Just, you know, I mean, I done did all kinds of music. So it's like the passion is in me, man. Like, I really can't even explain it, like how I stayed in this long. Ain't got no paychecks all these years from it, but I really felt in my soul that this is what I need to be doing. So I just said, as long as I'm living, man, as long as I'm alive, I ain't getting up on my dream, bro. So that's what brought me to this day here. So I tell everybody, just keep pushing, man, for real.
No doubt. Keep pushing. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. You're tuned to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We got the 106 in Park Freestyle Friday winner this past week. Shot on the line with us. Yo, go ahead and introduce the new joint that they're going to start spinning in Hampton Roads tonight, right?
Debuting tonight on 103 Jams, Sunday Night Spotlight. I recorded a couple of years ago, actually, but it's like the timing is perfect for it, because the name of the song is You Ain't Know, and it's You Ain't Know I'm About to Blow, and that's exactly what's about to go down. I'm about to put the whole V, Norfolk 757, on the map, baby. So check it out, produced by Drumline ENT.
Hey, hang out with us on the other side of the show. We'll keep the conversation going. You Ain't Know, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
All right.
Gino, I'm about to blow, 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 about to blow. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You got a mood of the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow. It's so deep on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dough, and that's a show, and that's a show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, Gino, I'm about to blow. It's so deep on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dough, and that's a show, and that's a show. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey, it's so deep on the V. Yes, you bumping me, and Drumline ENT, that's my company. Here I go, you know that I don't waste time, cause when my song come on, you hear the bass line. You ain't know, you should've heard it through the grapevine. Got more thing on my mind to make my state shine. These phony rappers out here lying with they fake rhymes. If I wrote raps about my crimes, I do state time. If these labels don't throw me deals, I'ma take mine. So every chance I get, I try to spit a great line. When the DJs get my single, they gon' break mine. To all my hustlers on the low, on the straight grind. This shit gon' bump in your whip. Hit the ABC store, go get something to tip. They open every day now, what they done in the South. And these dudes is always tipsy, don't be running your mouth. You ain't know, I'm about to blow. It's show deep on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dough, and that's a show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, you ain't know, I'm about to blow.
2007 taking over, man. You should know we got the beats, the rhymes, the artists, and the studio. These other rappers think they hot, need to cool it, yo. They living in the gangster's paradise like Coolio. Truly though, we in the game trying to make it happen. For all the doubters that said we couldn't make it rapping, thought we'd be up in jail from trying to make it trapping. I'm killing them with this crap music, my paper stacking. My money tall, your money small, you don't want a ball. Even though you don't see it, I got a gun and all. If you ain't talking money, don't come at all. Most dudes can't talk, ain't got none at all. My ring from the jewelers, yours from the mall. These local cats need a hit, who they gonna call? Album in the store, player, we done it all. Drumline, you see soprano black on the wall.
Ye know,
I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the beat.
Here I go,
here I go.
I'm getting dope,
and that's for sure,
and that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
You mean to tell me?
Ye know,
I'm about to blow,
I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the beat.
Here I go,
here I go.
I'm getting dope,
and that's for sure,
and that's for sure.
It's going down like you never seen before.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Drumline Entertainment CEO, winner of Freestyle Friday, my man Showtime with us tonight. You're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, my dude, again, big up, congrats. Yo, you smashed the dude. And then, yo, you so swaggy when he went over and just gave everybody pound. I was like, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, man. And look, hey, this week is going to get ugly, man. So everybody need to tune in. It's going to get real ugly, man. I'm just going to get better and put on a show every week.
Hey, and hold on to it like your life depended on it. I want to see you just smash it week after week after week.
This my shot right here, T. You feel me, bro?
I'm with you. Do me a favor. Do me a favor now. Do me a favor. I need you to come back every Sunday and provide us an update.
Oh, I got you. No problem. There ain't no problem. You have to know what it is,
we
man.
We gonna support you. You get us music. We gonna keep spinning it. We gonna pick you up during the week. We gonna support you, and then you come back and show us love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Every Sunday.
It's all love, bro. You know how far back we go anyway. So.
I know my ladies got some questions for you, man. Go for it, ladies.
Okay. This is CeeLo. How you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on, Shim?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Hey. Have you already, because I know you just, you won this 106 in part. So, I know you want to move forward with your career. Have you hooked into, entertainment lawyers? I know it's, one or two there in the Hampton Roads area. I can't think of the lady's name. Her name is, Ebony something. The entertainment, getting entertainment lawyer?
To be honest with you, this whole time I've been doing the music, it's just been a self-made type thing, When I see people, I hear stuff, I just go holler at them, and sometimes they holler back, sometimes they don't. Most times they don't holler back, A lot of people tell me we need some representation, for the label. People might talk to you a little better if you got, like a lawyer or a manager or something. But to answer your question, I haven't looked into nobody, but, I want somebody, but I don't really know who to go to for real.
I can get that.
We're gonna hold you down. Yeah, we're gonna hold you down on that note. For all artists out there, that's real. Please make sure you're taking care of your business. And you definitely connected with the right team here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, a lot of entertainment lawyers, they'll see you the first consultation for free.
Okay.
We'll get that information for you.
That's what's up.
Well, first off, Showtime, this is LaToya. Congratulations on not just making it to 106 in part, but actually winning. There are a lot of people that make it and then embarrass themselves when they get there. So, big up to you on that.
That's what's up.
The one thing that we've seen with a few artists that have been on 106 Park and have been like freestyle champions and things of that sort is they actually get signed, but then you hear nothing else from them. It's like they do really, really well as freestyle battle artists, but as far as being a real rapper and being able to carry that, they for some reason seem to fall off the map. What type of plans do you have if a deal is to come out of this? What type of plans do you have to actually make a name in the game to keep yourself relevant in the game?
I feel you. Well, I'm going to say, like I said, I got a label, Drumline ENT. I got artists. You know, I'm a producer, I'm an engineer, and we got plenty of music that's already recorded. We got mixtapes about to drop October. You know, I just stay perfecting my craft. I took the battle rap scene as a door. You know what I mean? I've been making songs my whole time, so this is a new arena for me for real. So I'm just using the battle rap to get my foot in the door, so when the labels do holler, I already had a product ready for them. So my whole approach is I kind of use the battle rap to get more exposure for my songs for real. So that's how that's going down.
Showtime.
Yeah.
For artists trying to break into that 106 and Park spotlight, tell them how you did it.
Be real with you, bro. I was sitting at home on the computer, and another guy from down here named Vail, he was on the segment called Wild Out Wednesdays. And,
we have Vail on the show, but we playing Vail music right now.
Yeah, Vail, yeah. Me and Vail, we linked up a couple of weeks ago. We about to do some things, too. And when I saw Vail, I was like, well, he from Virginia. He got on Wild Out Wednesdays. So initially, I went to the website on BET.com just to go to Wild Out Wednesdays and perform. But it said that was closed, but it said Freestyle Friday auditions are open. So I just, you know, you put your name in there, you send them a link to one of your, you know, pages, your songs or something, and then they hit you back like you invited or you're not. I did this on May 21st. I did it in June, late June, but then I went up there on May 21st. I made the final cut of 10. Then they told me they'd be calling me back, you know, soon. They didn't, from May until August, that's how long it took for them to call me back. And when they called me back in August, they told me to be ready. And so I was at the house on the kids' first day of school, which was the day after Labor Day. And they called me on Tuesday and told me to be in New York on Wednesday at 12 noon, and I was there. And the rest going to be history, real talk.
My man, I appreciate you, brother. You know,
yeah.
I respect your grind. I respect your longevity in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is your season. It is our season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people have no idea what's about to hit them.
They don't.
What
they
I
don't,
do.
T.
What I do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look for you back here every Sunday when you smash it, man.
Yes, I'm there, man. You already know, man. You already know. I'm there. I'm definitely going to show love to who show me love. That's what I do.
Hey, do us one favor, dude. Just spit us a freestyle before you rock.
Right now?
Right now. You got it. It's yours.
Hey, show T the Great, man. Check it out. The ruler's back. I'm hot. But it couldn't be a cooler cat. I squeeze your neck till your medulla snap. Ain't in the top five NBA, but I'm cool with that. Give me any beat. I will abuse the track. I'm a CEO now. I used to rap. Put it up, you'll lose your stacks. We got tools and gats. We keep it tough because we choose to scrap. Twisted metal make you lose your cap. I'm trying to get this music scratched because I ain't trying to use the trap. Nah, they get green like Kevin McHale. It leads to these two things, dead or in jail. You could be the difference between heaven and hell. Young dudes, listen up. I got a lesson to tell. I might ride around the city with weapons and L's. So if a cat on my tail, they catching a shell. Dudes want me to get bagged. They expect me to fail. Smoked out the double tree. Could have met with Pharrell. Hell, I guess I blew the chance. I'm sorry to the fans. We bought to shake the game up like a hula dance. You feel me? So, you know.
Showtime.
It's
my lot of
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt you see from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, pain can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loved. But never her approval no matter how I try. The way you talk to me but still I say I love you. I'm ashamed, you can see it in my eyes. Mama always told me to respect the woman, but what I'm about to do when my parents do not try.
Funny, extra nice when it comes to Fashion Week in New York City.
And who are some of the designers? Miss Willingham sent me a text, Ray, so I need to follow up with you. Miss Willingham sent me a text and said she absolutely wants to be at Fashion Week, and she doesn't want to wait until next year. So I told her that there's probably a fall and a winter Fashion Week coming up sooner, right? Sooner than
late. The newer one, I mean the next one, it's in February, but that's fall 2011. Right now it's September, and we're celebrating spring and summer 2011. So basically, all the designers are.
Go ahead.
So, it's going to be hot for spring and summer.
Okay, and Ms. Willingham will not have a problem getting access to Fashion Week, right, Ray?
To some shows. I mean, some shows need special credentials and special situations to take place. Other shows, you know, is not as hard per se. So. We'll talk. We'll figure it out and see what the expectations are.
Ms. Willingham, I just wanted to put that out there for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Frank, who are some of those designers that's really showing off for the spring and the summer of 2011?
Well, for this one, I mean, in particular, D'Angelo, he's a Colombian designer. And, you know, from Patti LaBelle to Lil' Kim to the Kardashians have all worn his pieces. So this particular season, it's crazy because he's showcasing his new swimwear. And the swimwear is as if it's like couture. So it's very much so on some other avant-garde stuff. So, you know, that was crazy. I mean, that's going to be great. I saw the collection yesterday. But Laura, like a designer of like a crazy tank tops made out of just like black chains. Like, it's crazy. Tomorrow, John Brown is actually hosting the Savage NYC show. Crazy, that's for men. Urban wear, Japanese urban wear, is going to be madness. So, you know, all the hot colors. And a lot of the colors actually for the spring is more so very similar to the pastels, but they have a hint of, like, extra color. So it's like green pastel, but without going into forest green, but it's, like, right in the middle. And then, of course, blending it in with the grays and always the whites. And a little bit of yellow. Tons of silver for the spring again, especially for the ladies. That whole silver look, metallic look is not going away. That's been on the runway a lot. But tons of florals, like the pinks, and even I like this pink season for men. Everything was pink. So there's a bunch of different hints of pink and gray for spring 2011.
Great. Stand by for me 1 minute. We're going to go into this new one, Sex on My Money from John Brown. Then we'll be right back to talk more about Fashion Week. I know designers are there displaying, promoting, and trying to sell the hottest fashions for 2011 spring and summer. Folks, if you just tuned in tonight, we're talking about New York Fashion Week with my celebrity publicist friend, Ray Blanco. Bringing it to us live, telling us really what's going on out there. It's a lot going on. Artist D'Angelo coming up here, a few shorts within the hour. 917-889-3926. If you have a question that you want answered about Fashion Week, you can get it directly from a reliable source. Again, celebrity publicist Rafael Blanco with us tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is John Brown. It's called Sex on My Money. TM Hyman Radio Live.
With pleasure, 'cause I know you need it. sex and cash, sex and cash.
All my independent girls in the world, they love sex and cash.
In the face, be glad.
Don't be afraid to get comfortable. Lay down on this money while I come up on that body. People like me would have loved the most, but why choose one when I could have four? Cause I know
you need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it, I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there, when I get there, when I get there. Girl, I hope you're ready for the sex on my money, sex on my money. Do the most and better, better than the bed like the better. Ooh, oh, hey, that's two of my favorite things.
Nice attack, just like my nigga feel. Then they got his license back. Time to spend so low to brush for nice and fetch your boys back. Lights on, camera, action, this new shit. On the main attraction, this a chain reaction. This squad is a enterprise, come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers, see your peers, so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. That your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it, I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there, when I get there, when I get there. Oh, I hope you're ready for the sex on my money, sex on my money, yeah. Better than the bed like the better, sex on my money. Oh,
TM Hyman Radio Live, that's that new hot joint from John Brown's Sex on My Money. It's your girl, Toya. This evening we're talking about the fashion coming up this spring of 2011. We have our special guest, Raphael, on the line. When he was last with us last week, he told us one of the things that he thought every female should have in their wardrobe is a hot 6-inch stiletto. So, welcome back. Of course,
all right,
we want
thank
to
you
know
for having
what
me.
Type of... Oh, not a problem. Of course, we want to know what is trending as far as shoes are concerned this spring. Are you seeing any patterns or styles that everyone seems to be having on the runway in their fashion shows?
I mean, of course, the 6-7 inch, but they're all like platforms. So they're like, there's this designer out of Atlanta, as a matter of fact, that we just saw yesterday, the shoes. And what I'm telling you, it's like a platform on top of a platform. But it has like this gap. I'm going to take a picture, so I don't know, maybe Sharon's going to actually put that on the website or so. But what I'm telling you, it's crazy. And they have it in white, and like white silver. They have it in like gold. They have it in like green silver. Like, it's insane. It's insane. But basically, to answer your question, it is more so same stuff. I mean, just patterns. Meaning layers in the sense of a heel on top of a platform on top of a platform. Still your lambskins, still your open toes, you know, so it's spring, so you're going to get those type of same looks just because it's spring and summer. No, the nudes always work. You know, the wrap-ups are working fine. Like, I'm actually sitting in the lobby, and I'm watching all these females walking around with open-toed shoes with, like, you know, just the strappies, just strapping it up all the way almost to the knee. Like, it's that type of look. It's that type of look.
Right. Well, what are some designers for, you know, I guess I'm an athletic build, maybe between a swimmer's build, athletic build, you know, I'm like 190, 195. you know, who's styling me? And those dudes that, you know, not wearing skinny jeans.
I'm Batman. Batman, that's S-A-B-I-T, N-Y-C. Like, their collection, it's kind of like, you know, that it's hip-hop to an extent, but it's like hip-hop with a cut. So
what,
you're not...
Again?
Like,
What's the name?
Sabit, S-A-B-I-T, Sabit NYC. Yeah. It's a Japanese urban wear. And actually, their show is tomorrow, but I was at the showroom earlier, and I saw the new stuff, and it's crazy. It's like really, 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 really crazy. Swizz Beatz is actually the face of that brand.
Okay.
Then you have Rocksmith Tokyo, another crazy brand that I totally support, because they always show me love. Again, same type of situation. These are some brothers from Brooklyn, on some like left stuff, like stuff.
You said
Rocksmith,
Rocksmith Tokyo.
Yeah, Rocksmith Tokyo. And that's you know, R-O-C-K, and then Smith, and then Tokyo.
Right.
And that's a crazy line right there. Like, they're even their button up shirt, like, it's so intricate that if you happen to just roll up the sleeve, it actually has an inside button where you can actually connect the inside button to the lapel on the sleeve, so you can actually, your short sleeve is now hanging, coming from the long sleeve. So, and the colors are like pastels and the soft greens and the soft blues and the soft, like, it's crazy. It's really crazy. But it's still hood. You throw on a pair of Timbs and you're good. You get money.
Right. Folks, it is Sunday, September 12th, the day after the remembrance of the oh-so-tragic event back in 2001, September the 11th. You are listening to our celebrity publicist who's all over Fashion Week, coming to us live out of New York City tonight, Rafael Blanco. If you want to question anything that's going on right now on a runway, this is your opportunity, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Designers have emerged upon NYC. When is it over, Ray? It's not over tonight, is it?
No, it's over on the 16th, but there will still be shows going on the 17th, you know, more on a more independent level. But it's basically, you know, it's up until the end of the week, but there's still a bunch of different presentations and stuff that smaller designers, you know, are still going to be doing all throughout the week up until Sunday, but not, it's not that heavy as if it's going on this week.
Gotcha. Tell me this. I mean, we got folks listening from all over the world. They're inside of the U.S., outside of the U.S. I mean, is Fashion Week something that my listeners could contact somebody? How do normal people get tickets and get access to the different events within Fashion Week?
I mean, most of them are invite-only, but at the same time, it's all about you get an invitation from a designer if they feel that, you know, one of you are who they're speaking to, but two, you know, if you're going to write about it, if you're going to talk about it on a bigger scale. You know, so some people get a chance to see the shows. A lot of people, actually, from what I've learned, is like they volunteer at the tent, and they get a chance to get their foot in the door. They're mingling with the designers. They're actually, you know, seeing how it goes down, depending on what type of assignment they get. But at the end of the day, they still, you know, that's their way into it, into the fashion world, and be up in the mix and just that. But, I mean, you just don't randomly get – well, I know Sabit actually just gave a bunch of tickets away earlier. They went to Times Square just like because they're trying to fill up the spot because the venue is like 1,500 tomorrow. So it's going to be like stupid. But, you know, so it just depends. I mean, every designer has a different approach. So
gotcha.
Just because it is Fashion Week, it all ties in with the main situation, which is Mercedes-Benz, you know, Fashion Week through the whole ICM situation. But at the end of the day, every designer sends their own invitation, or every designer's PR agency sends out their own invitation.
That's what's good. Folks,
you know.
You know, I appreciate you because I know you're going to give me the lowdown. I got folks asking me questions. They texting, they emailing. So, you know, folks, I mean, you know, invite only for the most part. But, hey, you know, go to the city. Wait, when is the
well,
next?
Actually, sorry to cut you off, but I mean, but on Friday, it's like now we've developed this thing called Fashion Night Out. This was the second time that it just got done. But on Friday, it was a situation like when I'm telling you, it was like the Mardi Gras of fashion in New York City. Like shitty shuts down. It's like every retail store that's participating, but a bunch of them are like chains, but you have some of the indie ones. Basically, what they do is they bring a DJ in. They partner up with a different charity, you know, the main, everybody that's part of actual Fashion Night Out, it's a different charity. They bring in all these stores, maybe from 2 to 300 stores in the city, and from 6 to 11 or to 6 to 9, basically is like everything is discounted. They have, a lot of the stores have a DJ, so it's basically like a party. So you get a discount, you get a party, you know, you come in, you get your little music on, and you party hop. Like, you store hop, like, everywhere. And you get your little cocktail on in some of the different stores. Friday night, city was shut down. It was, like, literally the fashion of Mardi Gras. Like,
wow.
Kanye showed up at Sean John, like, it was a madhouse. Like,
that's good. Folks, you are getting directly from celebrity publicist Rafael Blanco coming to us live out of New York tonight, giving us the lowdown about the specifics around Fashion Week. Designers all over the world emerging on New York this week. And, again, we're lucky to have Ray with us. Hey, Ray, we can go ahead and drop this new one from Donnell Jones. Go ahead and jump it off.
Let's go, D. Jones. Love Like That. New album called Lyrics, September 28th.
You said Love Like That. Don't be saying it wrong.
I wasn't expecting I was going to intro D.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna actually intro it right, because if I said it wrong, you know, they would be texting me talking about, did you just introduce that song wrong?
You never had a low like this.
Love Like This. Donnell Jones, see him, I'm ready. Coming from Delaware, live with our finance segment tonight. You got it, Toya.
Okay. Well, this evening I just wanted to give a little information on steps to buying a home. Right now it's still a buyer's market out there due to the economy and the recession and things of that sort. And many people want to buy a home, but they may not know how to go about doing that. So I just wanted to give you a little information on how you can actually start the process of buying a home. The first thing you need to do is get your finances in order. That would include pulling your credit report and starting to clean that up, paying off credit cards and revolving accounts, building up your savings account, making sure you have enough funds in there, a few thousand dollars in there at the least, and be sure that you don't have any overdraft fees on your checking account or late payments on credit cards and loans for at least 1 year. And the one thing people need to make sure that they do not do is obtain any new debt when they start the process. The next thing you want to do is determine what your needs and wants are in a home. Since it's a long-term commitment, it's not like you're just purchasing a shirt or a pair of pants. You're purchasing a home with a 30-year mortgage on it. So you need to make sure you make a list of things that you need, the things you want, and what you're willing to compromise, especially if you're purchasing a home with somebody. Make sure you get familiar with the mortgage industry. That would include the different types of loans that are offered, like FHA, VA loans, for example, the different interest rates that are out there, adjustable versus fixed rates. And just make sure you also determine how much you can actually afford, how much home can you afford. You know, everybody may want a $500,000 home, but we know that most people can't afford that. So look at what it is that you can afford. Once you do that, and you're familiar with the actual industry itself, you want to find a lender that you want to work with. That could be a bank that you've been doing business with for years, even if it's just your checking and savings account that you have with them. You've built up a history with the bank, so you may have a better chance of going through that bank or financial institution to obtain a mortgage. But start shopping around, looking at lenders and what they have to offer and things of that sort. You can speak with them and ask them how their programs work without having your credit report pulled and actually applying. So make sure you do that. And once you determine which lender you actually want to do business with, you want to get a pre-approval. In order to get a pre-approval, you just need to make sure your documents are in order. That would include pay stubs, bank statements, federal tax papers, and things of that sort. And most banks require at the least 3 months worth of these documents and then 3 years worth of your federal tax returns and filings. Once you get pre-approved, you want to find a real estate agent. Most people do look to work with a real estate agent when buying because it's really of no cost to you. They will get paid, but they're getting paid from the seller's end, not from your end. So they're more than willing to help because, you know, if they help you find a home, you're not paying anything, but they're still getting money out of the deal. So just keep that in mind. The real estate agent will help to narrow down your searches and things of that sort as far as the homes are concerned. They do all of the legwork, and all you have to do is show up and look at the homes. To find a real estate agent, it's usually best to check with family and friends for referrals. Many people will tell you about their horror stories or the good things that happen when purchasing a home as far as their real estate agent is concerned. Some people will say that it's not in your best interest to work with close friends and family, and some people prefer to do that. So that's all up to you. Just keep in mind that they will be dibbing and dabbling in your, not income per se, but, you know, what it is that you can afford and, you know, what type of offers you're looking to put out there. So if you're not comfortable with sharing that type of information with family and friends, then you definitely want to work with someone other than someone that's close to you. Once you find a real estate agent, then you start searching for your home. Make sure your agent knows about all his needs and wants that you determined earlier in the process. They can narrow down your search, and they'll make it a lot easier for you. The one thing you want to keep in mind, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, is to look for programs in your area that will not only guide you through the entire process, but they can also show you different means of obtaining money regardless of who you are and how much you make. I know that going through the home buying process for the first time, I was under the impression that I would definitely not qualify for any type of money out there, whether it be free or a low-interest loan, because my husband and I make, you know, too much money, per se, based on the standards that are out there. But going through a program, not only did I learn about the different free money that's out there, I also learned about loans, low interest loans that you don't have to pay on for 30 years or so on top of that. So just make sure you look for those different types of programs in your area because they will definitely help you out. It will make the process a lot less stressful, especially if you have someone kind of holding your hand through it. So I will definitely have more information tomorrow about what happens once you find that home and what steps you need to take afterwards.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Think that you're beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that's always in my closet, call my daddy and he scared him away. You're hanging out at night with the ghouls and goblins, leaving me here all by myself. You used to be just like Prince Charming, now you got me screaming for help. I used to think that you were pretty. Sugary day. Just when I thought I had my feet on the ground, I turned around, it's all up in the air.
Hello?
Hello?
TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
And we are live.
Your man, TM Hyman. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 8 p.m. where I am in Tampa, Florida. It's 5 p.m. out there on the West Coast. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune. Tonight we are coming to you live from NYC with New York's Fashion Week. Big up to Dawn Rashad, along with John Brown, and our special guest, Rafael Blanco. We'll get back with Ray here shortly. Just want to get back with my co-host here to reflect on 9/11. Yesterday was 9/11. It was kind of sad. We didn't talk a whole lot about 9/11 because I really don't like reflecting on it. I do know people who actually were impacted by it and it, you know, so it's real, it's like real crazy. But the reality is it happened. And as I was listening to all of the news reports yesterday, ultimately, you know, Larry King ended his show, you know, with the question, you know, are we safer? You know, are we safer? And I was watching the show this morning and a former, you know, assistant to the president said, you know, we're safer, but we are still in jeopardy, you know, and that's like, whoa. That right. Makes me feel like, whoa, you know, how do you all feel? What when you start just hearing about it, when you hear 9/11, you know, what do you think? What does it make you feel?
The first thing, I mean, this is CeeLo. It always takes me back to where I was that day. I mean, actually, at the time, I think we all worked at the same place when this happened. And so many, you know, most of our customers at that time were in New York, you know, so we were calling and people are screaming at us like, you know, this travesty has occurred and you're calling me about DSL, you know. I think we come to present day and you have a pastor in Florida who only, you know, looks over 70, a flock of 70. I don't want to say only, but, and you make this horrible statement when so many people were impacted, so many families were impacted by these, you know, four or five people that, you know, hijacked these planes, as we're told, you know, and then you're putting our troops at risk. People are still healing.
I don't think he realized what he did, and I think that was just, you know, like ignorance, you know, at work. And for those who aren't clear on what we're talking about, CeeLo is referencing the pastor in Florida who wanted to burn the Qurans but was influenced not to burn the Qurans. And in turn, I was watching the news again this morning, and, you know, his little action has caused, you know, a ripple effect across the world.
Yeah.
In which now the world, you know, those people who actually, you know, they look at the Quran like we look at our Bible, they think that this is representative of the USA, and it's not. It's only this one preacher who, again, the congregation, you know, I think is less than 100.
Yes,
so,
it's 70. Yeah.
Right, but, you know, I'm not sure if people, there's been a fallout. I believe two people have died as a result of his plan to burn the Quran. I don't know the full details on it. There was, like, you know, a news flash report on CNN that came up not too long ago. But just off of his plan to burn the Quran, two people have died as a result of that.
Right.
So people have to realize sometimes words themselves can be very, very dangerous. Not only actions, but just words themselves.
Right.
Absolutely.
There was a tongue that I read.
The tongue is a powerful thing.
Oh, I was just going to say that there was a quote that I read that Russell Simmons actually said, and it was really impactful. He said, it goes against the principles promoted by the prophet. To burn the Quran, and burning the Quran is an anti-American and sacrilegious. And America's built this country on the First Amendment, and public figures are now engaging in a dialogue that would have seemed ludicrous to me 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That right there, I mean, I think we all look at it like that. Like, even if you know, if so many people do things in the name of religion. And then react in the name of religion, and it has nothing in the world to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you be disrespectful? That would have been so hypocritical had he burned those. That would have been judgment off gate. That's like 9,000,000 judgment calls right there.
Yeah, and that just seems wrong to me in so many ways. Folks, if you just tuned into the show tonight we've been talking to our special guest, Rafael Blanco, celebrity publicist out of NYC tonight. But we've kind of, you know, flipped the script with the combo. We're just talking about, you know, everything NYC, I guess, tonight. You know, we started the show off with our special guest, 106 and Park Freestyle Friday, Showtime. 106 and Park is recorded in New York City. And now we're just talking about, you know, the situation, you know, with the whole church or mosque, excuse me, you know, wanting to be built down at Ground Zero, the responses from people. We've spun off into the conversation, a conversation about the pastor in Florida. I don't even want to give him any more, you know, press than he's already received, because it's just ridiculous to me. I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. This is my man, Law. I like this. We're going to keep playing it and playing it. It's called God, Thank You. TM Hot Radio Live.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing this black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm wearing this black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life's hard to swallow. Why I got my bottle? I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you're king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. As long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith's so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. Most people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose. Hope it's never earthless, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, it's time for me to go home. My worship, the alpha and omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
CM Hot Radio Live. Law, God, thank you. We got our national news coming to us live from Charlotte, North Carolina with CeeLo. Drop it on CeeLo.
What it do, what it do. Your entertainment news for today, September 12th. I've kind of moved my news around because I want to talk about the mosque and that preacher at the end. But I want to start it with the world. Let's go to Taiwan, where this story is interesting to me. The man, he stole a bike to help his daughter, like, with her walk from school, right, and home. So they got arrested. He got arrested for stealing a bike. But then when the police found out how poor he was, they pulled together and bought the daughter a bike. So I thought that was real dope. I mean, I was surprised of that ending.
Big up.
Yeah.
Taiwan.
Yeah, in Taiwan. Who knew? But look, let's move back to the U.S. I don't know if you guys remember back in 2008 when Juvenile's daughter, his 4-year-old daughter, was killed by her brother. They actually,
oh, you know what? I do remember that.
Yeah, it was back in February of 2008. And the brother was actually about 17 years old at the time where he murdered his mother and two sisters, which were 11-year-old Micaiah and 4-year-old Jelani. Well, they finally sentenced him to 3 life prison sentences. And
wow.
Right, you know, and I think he's, what, like 19 now. So, but I hopefully that brought closure to the, you know, to their families, you know. I want to move on to Halle Berry and Miss Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin has an autobiography, biopic coming out, and she said she wanted Halle to play a younger version of her. And she also wants Denzel to play her father and Terrence Howard to play the, Smokey Robinson. Yeah, she wanted to play Smokey Robinson. So I'll get a date for you guys on that. She's reviewing the script now. So that's going to be interesting. I like to see that. And then on speaking about Halle Berry and fashion, she turned out for the Friday night at Fashion Night at the Ralph Lauren store on Madison Avenue to sign copies of the cover of the magazine I told you guys about a couple of weeks ago. So that was dope. And she said that was like one of the biggest honors outside of, you know, winning an Oscar.
I love Halle Berry.
I do too. She's my sister in my head. You know that, right? But last but not least, on to this Pastor Jones in Florida. He called off the burning of the Quran that was actually to be held on yesterday, which was the 9th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And just to say, President Obama just said Friday that he would burn the sacred text of someone else's religion is contrary to what this country stands for. And I definitely back the president on that, and I'm glad he didn't burn them. And that's it for this evening via Entertainment News.
Big up to President Obama. Big up to Diesel.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Break down and cry before I lose my mind.
9176 917-889-3926. I know it was like the music was like too loud. I like it when it go out, but it's a little too loud. Again, that was Electric Chameleon. I'm your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That joint was called Sleep. That's a real tight rock band. We had them on the show previously. We'll have them back on at some point. We're gonna be doing a live concert, folks. Tune in. If you have music, drop it. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. Ladies.
Sir.
Yeah.
Did any one of you know anyone that was actually impacted in the 9/11 tragedy?
Not that I know of.
No.
No, I wasn't personally affected by it, and I don't know anyone who was.
No,
okay.
Me either.
Well, I definitely know folks who were impacted in that situation. Big up to my old stomping grounds out in Queens and Brooklyn, New York. I haven't been in the city probably about 3 years. But got family up top, and it's something that just, like, it's so... I think emotional for some people, because it's just like, I mean, everyone has had a grandparent that's passed away, right? And,
yeah.
And, you know, and if you know, like, the feeling of your grandparent or like a mother, someone that's really close to you, they could be gone for like 10 years, 5 years. But if you really sit and think about it long enough, it'll feel like it just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that event, I think, you know, watching it yesterday, it kind of really took me all the way back to 2001. And, you know, that particular period, and I remember exactly what I was doing, the phone calls that started coming, you know, scurrying around, you know, phone lines that went dead, you know, you couldn't reach people with area code 917-646-212, you know, all the lines was ringing busy. It was interesting. It was interesting, to say the least. I just want to say shout out and big up to, you know, all of the families of folks who were impacted, the children, the spouse, you know, the sisters, the brothers, the uncles, the aunts, folks who still have to remember and reflect. And, you know, thank God no one in my immediate family was negatively impacted. But, you know, at the same time, you know, many others were, you know, so we just want to keep our hearts and our minds open. And the reality that Homeland Security is still a problem, you know, that's the part I think that's still mind-boggling to me. You know, the United States has put forth a lot of activity, a lot of energy into Homeland Security, you know, that was a spinoff of 9/11 and the Twin Towers being of no more. But are we still any more, you know, safe than we were back in 2001? Interesting. Do you all feel any safer?
No.
No, I think that will feel like more inconvenient. I don't know about safe.
Right.
How so?
Airport, I mean,
first of all.
Airports. Just a whole bunch of things. Like, I mean, all the way to the point that you can't bring liquid, so you got to measure your containers. It only can be 3 ounces. You can't bring your nail clipper in case you got a hangnail, because it's now considered a weapon. You got to undress. Just spend 30, 40 minutes getting dressed to go get undressed so they can check you. And, you know, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I understand why they say they need it, but I still am inconvenienced because I guess I live in a time where everything has gotten to be so fast right now. And it's like, okay, I'm ready to go through the metal detectors. I don't got nothing. I'm not going to kill nobody. I don't got no guns. I don't set the alarm off. Let me go. I don't want to undress and then have to collect all my stuff. And then, I mean, Okay, I'm going to stop getting there.
But this is the problem in IDs. I lose IDs.
Go ahead, CeeLo. Go ahead.
Oh, well, let's go. Go ahead. I'm saying, what happens to, you know, like, your ID? Because the next day you better take your birth certificate.
Folks, we'll be right back. This is Earl Bynum. Open my heart. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Earl Bynum, open my heart. TM Hyman Radio Live. Hyman Radio Live, hallelujah, is what the brother was about to say. Earl Bynum opened my heart. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Just, you know, try to encourage you tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A couple of more just real nice gospel projects if you're looking for some inspirational music. Stan, the Sean Mack Project. I'll give that to you as a top, you know, one of the top five tonight. That's number five, actually. Number four, Smile, Tasha Cobbs. Number three tonight, finally, Lil Pye, P-Y-E. Number two tonight, we're talking about top gospel CDs, if you're looking for some inspiration. Redemption, Pro. And number one, I think, tonight for the week, top five gospel CDs this week. Fred Hammond, the Fred Hammond Family, Entertainment Presents, Life in the Word. I think that's a good variety mix if you're looking for some good gospel music. Again, that jam that we just played was Earl Bynum, Open My Heart. 911. Again, God bless everyone who was negatively impacted, which was thousands of folks. There were thousands of people who lost their lives in the tragic 9/11 situation back in 2001. Just God bless to all those people, those families. Yes, ma'am, go for it.
I'm sorry to cut you off there. I was listening to the news today, and they said, you know, still like over 1,100 people were not identified, and their families still did not know or did not get to, you know, pay their respects properly. Over 1,100 people.
Right. It's a tragic situation, and I think, you know, for me, the situation that deals with the mosque being built down at Ground Zero, I think it has more to do with, you know, life and death, and, you know, the fact that, you know, there still isn't closure to that whole situation. You know, we've kind of redone, you know, the environment, and it looks different. But, you know, that still is, I think, sacred ground to a lot of people because of what you just stated. You know, there's still some open wounds for a lot of people surrounding that 9/11 situation. You know, and I think when people like, you know, the pastor in Florida, when we do things like that, you know, it shows the ignorance, you know, that exists. To me, the bigotry, the racism, the prejudice, whatever you want to call it, you know, to me, it's all the same. I mean, we can't afford to, you know, pass judgment on each other. You know, I think God reveals himself to different people in different ways. And, you know, he has revealed himself to those people in that way using the Quran, you know, just like he's revealed himself to Christians, you know, and we reflect on the Bible. You know, I would never, you know, disrespect individuality. And, you know, I don't think the mosque being built, you know, on Ground Zero, but for me, you know, I'm in opposition of it being built there, but not for the reasons that the media is promoting. I'm in opposition of the mosque being built there because I think it is sacred ground.
You know what?
Nothing less. You know, not because they are, you know, because they worship and they believe differently as far as doctrine is concerned. That you know, that has nothing to do with it. I think it's sacred ground and they shouldn't build it.
I mean, if you're going to do anything, if something has to be put there, I mean, first of all, it's a couple of blocks up from it. And the thing is that why are people opposing it so much when, okay, like, for instance, just historically, how slavery was done by people who waved the Christian flag and they held Bibles in their hands while they burned crosses in church, you know what I'm saying, and burned churches down. You know what I'm saying?
So
how fair is it? Oh, so what? We can do this in our own backyard, but no, we don't want you here. Too many people died that weren't even religiously tied to anyone. You know,
that's why I don't think it has anything to do with the religion, as far as I'm concerned. You know, because I think people have their right to worship and believe, you know, how they want. I don't think it has anything to do with religion, as far as my opposition personally.
Think about every person who goes into office or whatever. They always have to end something with "In God We Trust," or, you know, to show how religious they are, to make people paint this beautiful picture when the pictures are freaking constantly misconstrued by the acts of these fanatics.
No, absolutely. And people do become, you know, irrational and become fanatics, and, you know, we're not, you know, promoting that behavior. Tonight, folks, if you just tuned in, we've really been talking about, you know, everything NYC, starting off with our special guest at the top of the last hour, Showtime. The winner of Freestyle Friday this past week, 106 and Park, shot right there at NYC. New York Fashion Week is underway. Designers from all over the world has emerged, and, you know, we got a few, you know, tips on who to be on the lookout for. Myself, I'm looking at Rocksmith Tokyo, as well as Sabit, or was it Sabate or Sabite? I'll look it up. A new Japanese line, S-A-B-I-T. For the summer, spring 2011 fashion craze is cracking. Toyish, you asked about shoes. So what did he say was be on the lookout for this spring in the
shoe business? These are those strappy
things.
Right, strappy, like a double wedge type look, like a wedge on top of a wedge, which I'm actually interested in seeing, because I do like wedge shoes. So
I have a question. Toya and Didi, do either one of y'all, can y'all wear those strappy shoes?
Indeed we can, and can get it while we're walking in them. I don't know how feet are still at the end of the night,
strap.
But yeah.
I can't get the strap to stay up. Like.
Oh, you just have to tie it tight enough that it cuts off your circulation and may leave a little scar on your leg the next day, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
hilarious. I just never took it that far.
I don't know if that's
looking for
advice.
If you're looking for advice on how to strap on shoes and cut
don't
off your circulation, hit us up, 917-889-3926. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. We got CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Didi out of Virginia, and we got Toya coming out of Newcastle, Delaware tonight. We got our health and wellness segment coming up in a few shorts with Ms. Willingham. But first, this is a new one. It's called For the Record. I'll play anything once. TM Hyman Radio Live.
What up, percussion? Chips. Take digital. For the record. Birthmark. For the record. Just for the record. People start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say I believe, I did it. So don't come talking like your hair won't be splitted. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe it, just listen to the record. I wanna lay a couple things down. Number one is that I don't play around. Number two, if you heard it and it wasn't for me, then 9 times out of 10, it wasn't true. Number three, I'm a hustler, money by all means, that means no service for free. Number four, keep my name out of your mouth, that ain't healthy for you unless you wanna start a war. For the record, take one of the realest in the lucky old square, 704, and I ain't gotta swear. Keep on kidding till you make me bet. If you make me pull them, then it's truth or dare. I promise if you give it your best shot, you can't compare, cause this gift I got is so rare. Record that to the record, call for the record, just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Record that to the record, call for the record, just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Just for the record, people start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say it, believe I did it, so don't come talking like your hair won't be split it. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe me, just listen to the record.
Like that, tell me, hey, did you really hear the rip that, man? Just for the record, and for the record, no,
I ain't giving this up. Now I'ma milk this rap game till I get my bucks and for the record. No, we ain't getting played out. International lingo representing the South and for the record. No, I don't fear no man. No, you X me out. It's just in God's plan and for the record. Yeah, I keep the baddest women. No one paid them a thing but a little attention and for the record. Yeah, I'm a real ass dude. If I owe you dough, I'ma pay my dues and for the record. Yeah, I hit the block before. Okay. Started moving them trees, started moving the coast and for the record. No, I ain't proud about it. Made from the same cloth, shit the way up out of it for the record. Y'all rappers ain't fooling me. Renting them cars in that jewelry and for the record. Why y'all wanna play these games? Scam, keep my peeps in the mental chains for the record. This is a hot ass track. Yeah, the kind of stuff that bring hip hop on back for the record. Yeah, we just dropped them hits. With this up, them popping always in the mix and for the record. The game here is straight concrete. Y'all Fisher Price hammers ain't breaking me for the record.
People start running their mouths
for the record.
When they know that's not what they about.
It's for the record.
If I say it, believe I did it.
It's for the record.
I'm talking like your head won't be split.
It's for the record.
I've been in the studio with those who
don't know.
I control this like Diddy. Take digital straight, make them feel pity.
For the record,
better believe the kid. If my breath be stinking, cause I stick that shit.
Diddy. My mouth with chloride, cause my flow is nasty. I use double meaning, cause not a thing is petty.
Get him, for the record. Y'all tricks ain't fooling me. Talking about that you're pimping, but you pay for cool.
Automatically paint. They focus on me like a microscope when I'm on a mic.
And so the record. Yo, whack MC. I'm here to take the garbage out to the back street.
And for the record. And for the record. And for the record. And for the record. And for the record.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. 3926. Folks, let me clarify something because y'all bust out laughing and my tone and manner must have been off. I meant no disrespect to that record because that record was kind of hot.
I'm gonna say why I laugh. Well, hold on. First of all, y'all know I laugh indiscriminately. Anyway, but look, if you play it again, just play half of it. Play the second half. Don't play the first half again. I don't know who it is, and I gotta find out. Who it is. I sent that to you. Yes, I take.
TM Hyman Radio Live. This woman is just way too real. Let me go to Miss Willingham, coming to you live from VA. She loves to produce the show live on the air. What you got, Miss Willingham?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I just wanted to speak to everyone about some healthy alternatives to treating minor aches and pains and other health concerns. It's good to rely on medications for more serious medical conditions that you may have, but for kind of aches and pains and health complaints, you really want to keep it as simple as you possibly can and take things that make much more sense, such as natural remedies or preventative measures and medicine. And this is more true than so these days, especially with the health concerns coming out of the health news being reported about different. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Especially about the different side effects that the over-the-counter drugs are starting to cause now. We all hear those commercials about the side effects. They seem a little more worse off than the actual drug helping your specific problem. So we want to go in the direction of natural remedies. Why natural? I'll tell you why natural. It does pay to realize that rather than risking the possibility of experiencing undesirable side effects when you're taking over-the-counter medications. For the most minor aches and pains, you do have options. Again, going natural, herbal remedies. There are really a lot of natural treatments and home remedies which are equally effective as the over-the-counter drug. The one advantage that natural treatments over over-the-counter medications is that they do not have any side effects, which is a great thing because you don't want to realize 10 years down the line when you've been taking Aleve for those migraines or headaches that now you're suffering from kidney failure because there's a drug called Naprosyn that's in Aleve that causes kidney failure. I know that firsthand by seeing my grandfather suffer from that. In addition, natural treatments are less expensive, more effective, and they are more gentle to your body and environment friendly. I just have a couple of natural remedies that you can use that you also can find in the house or they're very inexpensive. Things such as apple cider vinegar, may that's an ingredient that's found in, I know, just about everybody I know, kitchen or their pantry or somewhere, vinegar. It's a great natural remedy for heartburn. It's also a great natural remedy for any other digestive issues, for treating dandruff. It's good for nausea.
What do you mean? You just drink it raw?
Yeah, you just take a teaspoon of apple vinegar. You can apple cider vinegar. You can put it in a glass of water if you want. You can just drink it with a teaspoon. And that's it, one or two teaspoons, and you're done. My mom actually drinks a apple cider vinegar honey water mixture that is very good and aids in weight loss. So apple cider vinegar is good for, I mean, cleansing. It's good for basically any and everything. And again, you have it in your kitchen right now, I'm sure. Natural oils, essential oils, even types of vegetable oils, things of that sort, are definitely good natural remedies that you should use. Things like lavender, if you have a burn, if you get burnt in the kitchen or burnt by your curling iron, use some lavender essential oil. Also good on headaches. Peppermint oil, good for headaches, also good for nausea. If you know anything about aromatherapy or you don't, you may want to look it up. They also will back that information up. Clove oil is also good for toothaches. You rub some clove oil on your gum instead of some, Orgel, and you can, and it'll stop or numb the pain just as well as Orgel will. And it's also safer to use on children. That's clove oil. Now you have green tea. I know we all see green tea in many shapes, forms, and fashions, but it is definitely a natural herbal remedy. Excuse me. It is good, a good substitute for antihistamines. If you have allergies to certain things or you're having an allergy attack, start drinking some green tea. Get a couple cups of some warm green tea, and you will definitely, you know, get out of that problem, or it will lessen your allergy attack for you. I love green tea. I think it's a good diuretic. It's also good for cleansing and weight loss, yes. Other benefits for green tea is good for cardiovascular disease. It protects against cancer. It speeds the body's recovery from heart attack and also thins the blood to help prevent blood clotting. Cayenne pepper, another good natural remedy. I'm sure we have some of this in the cabinet. It's good, again, for burns and to stop immediate bleeding. It helps with fast clotting of your blood. It sounds like it will be hot or, you know, it will sting you, but actually it's not. Honey lemon tea. I'm sure you've all heard some kind of remedy as far as sore throats, colds, coughs, treating the flu. I think all of our grandparents have tried to give us the honey lemon tea, but it's definitely a good home natural remedy for common colds and flus. These are things that are very inexpensive or cost no money at all that you may have in your cabinet. How about honey, mustard, and potato? These things are also good to treat burns. So you don't have your first aid kit or you don't have your Neosporin nearby. Get some honey and some mustard and potato and rub it on the area. It'll make your skin feel, it'll soothe the skin by making it feel cool and taking the initial burn out. The honey acts as an antibacterial, so it keeps any poison or any infection from getting in the burn. And the mustard can be can act like a covering for the burn, a protector, as opposed to maybe you don't have a Band-Aid or maybe you don't have any cream or something to put on the burn. And then I'll end with chamomile tea. Chamomile tea is so good for upset stomachs or things of that sort, any digestive issues, heartburn, indigestion. And you see chamomile tea in so many places all over the grocery store. Don't walk past it. Pick you up some. Keep it in your cabinet. It's definitely good to have on hand. Now, these are just a few of some natural remedies. The list is endless. I know my mom has a book on it. So you can go online and look up natural remedies. I Googled it, natural remedies or herbal remedies, to find out some different things that you may, you know, be looking into that you think cost a lot of money to take care of, but you may can find the ingredients in your home. So we want to go down, take the road of curing or preventing illnesses, minor aches and pains before they arise, so we don't have to take those over-the-counter drugs and endure those long-term side effects.
Ms. Willingham coming to us live out of Norfolk, Virginia tonight. Thank you.
No. coming in the future. Girl, I wanna get with ya. Go home. I ain't got no plans. You ain't got no friends. Car to the port, port to the plane, plane to the airfield, to wherever. Girl is on fire. Love ain't for hire.
Love that CD.
I'm going to give a number three this week to the Teflon Don, Rick Ross. They call me Big Meech.
Album is so dope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Number two, he's been holding it down. Brother Drake, Thank Me Later. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. And I know this is probably surprising to some folks, but number one, you know what I'm saying, because people are sleeping on him. I'm going to give it to Bun B. Trill OG. Check it out. Check it out. Trill OG. We got like 6 minutes left in the show. We lost Rafael Blanco in between I know he said there was a show starting, so I'm not sure if we lost the signal. But, brother, we appreciate the love you show us. We appreciate the support. Big up to Dawn Rashad, along with John Brown, walking the stage, burning up the runway tonight, NYC. Again, NYC Fashion Week, my friends, through the 17th. If you're in New York, just go ahead and crash the damn party. They say it's invite only, but you know what I'm saying? Put on something fly, look like somebody, you know what I'm saying? And get crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know, what? I ain't on the list. Y'all was arresting
up in. Right.
Yo, get
Let's
crazy.
Not get people arrested.
Hey, they're going to push you through. They're going to push you through, make sure you
get
good.
If my name not on the list, the next free, that. That's what I'm going to do.
Look, the best
hey, for the true hip-hop heads, Yankee Stadium jumps off on the 13th through the 14th, Jay-Z, Eminem doing it together. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Eminem are going to be opening up for Jay-Z there.
Hey. And then they're going to flip it up. They're going to go out to the West Coast, and Jay-Z going to open up for Eminem on the West Coast. I like that kind of business. And happy birthday to my brother Nas on the 14th. You know what I'm saying? Nas, we're talking about real MC. Big up to Showtime tonight, 106 in Parks. Freestyle Friday winner. He committed to coming back, giving us the lowdown every week as he blazes 106 in Park. Check him out, Showtime. That's Drumline Entertainment. Google it, support it. VA in the building.
Yeah.
Got that shout out.
I'm gonna shout out my supporter, and that's it.
I got a shout out. I want to shout out. Today is Grandparents Day. For anyone who didn't know, it is Grandparents Day. If your grandparent is alive, if your child's grandparent is alive, and it's not too late, dig them up, give them a call, let them know that you appreciate them, that you love them, and that you're thankful for them.
We love all the grandparents out there. Big up. Any last shout out to you?
No, I have not absolutely one person I want to shout out. Except for my goddaughter. I miss my goddaughter, and my daughter misses her god sister. Shout out to Miss Willingham.
Good. Folks, love somebody, hug somebody, you know. Dream a little bit, you know. Live. Put your faith in something, hope in something. You know, it doesn't matter whether you want to build a mosque, you want to build a cathedral, you know, you want to build a sanctuary, you know, whatever you want to build, whatever you want to do, just do it, you know. Stop hating on each other. You know what I'm saying? Learn to love somebody. Humble yourself. He said, if we seek his face, humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, he'd heal the land. And I'm telling you, our land is in need of a serious, serious healing. All right? Love you all for supporting us. Join us back here tomorrow night, 10 p.m., 10 to 12, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12, Sunday, 7 to 9. This is K-Cheeks Circles, TMG Music Group, TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night.
I can't stop these tears from falling. I'm
never proud of myself. Why I can't never forget you, I keep reminding myself. Sometimes I think about falling, try to rekindle a spell. I save your voice in my phone, play like I'm checking my mail. I hope you happy wherever, if you got somebody else. Never treat you better than I ever could, but you knew how I felt. I wouldn't know what to tell you, I wouldn't know what to say if I was given the blessing to run into you today. But I pray, I give my love back, pray we keep in contact. Pray you hear this song and you can run it like I want to. Hope he understands it, he don't want no conflict, cause I will kill a man for your heart. This I promise you, I will walk, I will drive, I will fly too. You give me the word and I can run it right beside you. Damn, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear this song and you will play it. Somebody
you know what I feel about, I try to walk it out.
Mariah's never been in my shoes, I understand. Can't judge me till you've been in my mood.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Have you dropped off?